Polak, It's Time for Trump to Focus on the Agenda. By Joel B. Polak on August 12, 2024. President Donald Trump needs to get focused and understand that he is fighting not only for the country, but for his life. If he loses the election, he faces the possibility of continued persecution by rogue prosecutors. And the people who abuse their power to turn our country into a banana republic will never be punished. In fact, they will do it again. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, are trying to breeze through the election based on stump speeches, puffed-up resumes, and media cheerleading. The last thing they want to do is talk about policies. Their own records in office are terrible. Harris doesn't even have a policy section on her website, 3 weeks into her campaign. The reason she dropped out of the presidential race in 2019 was that she kept tripping over her policy contradictions. Trump has a record, and he has policies, and he needs to focus on his future governing agenda. I have a new book coming out August 20th. It's called The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days. In it, I lay out over 200 suggestions for executive orders, executive actions, policy changes, and memoranda that President Trump can adopt immediately upon taking office. The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days. Joel Polak, at Joel Polak, July 22, 2024. It's not some grand Project 2025 plan, and it's not a Republican platform. I didn't ask the Trump campaign for permission to write it. It's just my own idea, based on Trump's policies. I wrote it because I was so frustrated with what I saw happening to Trump and to the country. In late May, when Trump was convicted on absurd hush money charges, after Harris's own department in California paid millions of dollars in sexual harassment settlements, knowing her own husband cheated on his ex-wife with a family nanny, I felt so angry. But rather than allow myself to feel helpless, I decided to do something positive and forward-looking. I tried to imagine what it would be like in January 2025, when Trump was back in the White House. And immediately I saw the problem. The media would describe him as a lame duck, since he could not run again. They would quickly turn to discussing potential candidates for the open seat in 2028, and deny him the chance to govern. I realized that anything that Trump wanted to achieve have to be done quickly, without waiting for a fickle or divided Congress. So I sat down to write the agenda. My agent told me that if it had any chance of coming out before the election, it would have to be done almost immediately. So I wrote it in 10 days, from June 1 to June 11, in a feverish blitz. I started with the most important priority, re-establishing the rule of law. That means pardoning nonviolent political prisoners, like Steve Bannon, who is in jail today only because he defied the Stalinist show trial called the January 6 Committee, and punishing the Russia collusion hoaxers who have destroyed our politics without apology. Next, I tackled the border, foreign policy, inflation, energy, the debt, sticking to what the president has the power to do. By the time I was done, I had created a concise yet extensive list of suggestions for Trump's first days in office. I anticipated that the left would try to block Trump in the courts, suing him in liberal jurisdictions like California and Hawaii. But this time they are going to have to prepare over 200 lawsuits, because that is the scale of the agenda. I have been amazed by the reaction. People with whom I shared my draft told me that it gave them hope and excited them for the future. Bannon, my former boss, volunteered to write the foreword. I didn't ask him to do it. But it was the last thing he wrote before he began serving his prison sentence. "Let's get to work to save this country," he said. That's exactly the mood we need to be in, and it's what Trump should be thinking about. There are only a few weeks left before early voting begins. Harris and Walz have no agenda. It's time for Trump and J.D. Vance to focus on theirs. The agenda is a start. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.